We do have several prayer requests this morning. This first one is for the family of Ronnie York. His celebration of life service is this morning at 10 o'clock at the Main Street Baptist Church. Just throw a little footnote in here. Ronnie came in the newspaper last Friday and paid for his annual subscription for his newspaper. And I was just shocked. I don't know why, because, you know, people die all the time. But he was big as life that particular morning, of course.
That's amazing.
And 3 days later, he's gone.
Yes.
And we had to send him his receipt because both the girls were gone that are usually up front, and neither one of us could find the receipts where they'd stuck them this time. And so because we mailed the receipt to his home, one of his sisters found it and brought it back in before we'd even cashed the check.
Yeah.
And said cancel his subscription.
Sure.
And so that's just how quickly life can be snuffed out, is in a moment, in the last breath. And then constantly on my heart are to pray for the people of Ukraine and the troops that are involved over there.
Yes.
I don't watch too much news, but every time I see a little bit of it, my heart's just broken just thinking what they're going through.
Yes.
And then we want to pray for the family of Ronald Branch. Ronald reached his heavenly home this morning at 12:45.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. So there are some families that are hurting today. These families that have lost their loved ones. Let's take them to the Lord today. Father God, we pray for the family of Ronnie York. Such an exciting man, such a man full of life. And yet, Lord, we know that your calling and your time is your time, and those days end, and no one is promised the next day, no one is promised tomorrow. But, Lord, the heart of the family still hurts, and so we bring them to you today, Lord, and we ask you to touch Ronnie's family, touch the wife and touch the daughters, Lord, and just bless them right there. God, I pray that you would give them courage. I pray that you would give them comfort. God, I pray that you would begin to bring about a peace that passes all understanding. Lord, that you would just stir up the good works inside of them to make that difference known. Father God, we know that that life of Ronnie will live on in many hearts and many people's lives here in Elk. And Lord, we just pray that you would continue to bless that family and let that name be known and to be heard. Father, we pray for the family of Ronald Branch right now. Lord, that you would just minister to them. Lord, that you would touch them. Lord, that you knew what was going on in Ronald's life and you knew what he faced. And Lord, I pray that you had already prepared the family. Lord, I pray that you just touch that extended family out right now. Lord, all of those that are care and all of those that concern, and for the days ahead, Lord, I pray that you give them courage, Lord, to take that next step and to go ahead and fight through and make it happen. And Lord, and just let it be strong in their lives, and just mark them, oh Lord, to know that they are being ready and prepared for you and for your appearance to meet him once again. We thank you, Lord, for that. Father God, I bring the people of Ukraine to you. Lord, I bring the people involved in this war to you. Lord, there are Christians in Russia today that are battling about the scope of all the details of what's happening. There are individuals in Ukraine that are still hiding undercover and fighting for life. Lord, the darkness, the despair that is everywhere all around. Lord, we bring this situation before you. Lord, hear the cries of your people and relent, and cause the mindset of the individuals that are instructing this and conducting this war, cause that to cease, Lord, and don't harden their heart, but yet melt their heart, O Lord, to see the compassion of life and what you have in store. Lord, I pray that you would hear the pleas and the cries of your people and protect your church and protect your family and protect your little ones. Lord God, I pray today for even the countries that are accepting the refugees and the shortage of the food. Lord, I pray your hand would be extended, Lord, upon those that have plenty in order to ship it to those that are in need. Lord, let there be that blessed nation once again all around. Father, we call upon you. Minister to the individual. Minister to the people. Minister to the country and the nations. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. The Refuge Church, located at 18410 Highway 152 in Sayre. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. They are one of our Facebook sponsors. And Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott is an awesome man of God. They are also a Facebook sponsor. And Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. And Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located at the Promise Center here in Elk City. They are also one of our sponsors. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction locks and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Love your ride today at Bardice and Ford of Elk City, Western Oklahoma's auto headquarters. We know that loving your ride means taking care of it. Our service team is here to keep your vehicle running its best, from oil changes to tires and everything in between. With the largest team of certified technicians in Western Oklahoma, let us show your ride some love today. Come experience the Bardice and difference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service only at BardiceandFord.net.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all, and it is the most powerful hour of my day. Our guest for today is Pastor Kevin Akins. His title is Get Past Your Past.
That's it. That's it. What a thought, man. We got to get past that. We got to get beyond it, you know? So, and Paul was talking about to the Philippian church, he said, we've got to learn how to press towards what's ahead of us and let go of that stuff that is behind us. Stop worrying about that stuff that's behind us. You can't change it. I say this all the time to my church, and it's a theme of mine. It's what I live by. And sometimes it hurts, but we have to say it. You can't change yesterday, but you can affect tomorrow if you just do what's right today. You know, we got to get that as a mentality. We have to live by that in our life and live by it. Yesterday always wants to raise its head up and cause you to be stuck in yesterday's moment, to cause you to be stuck in the way that it was. Boy, if things would have been different a week ago. Yeah, you can say that all you want to, but you can't go back a week ago and rechange it. I mean, Hollywood can, but we can't. You know, so you have to get past those things of yesterday and really press for the things of tomorrow by doing what's right today. And I just got through talking to you about the things that if people get stuck in the ifs, everybody's got a past. Everybody's got a problem. Satan wants to hold you in that past. He wants to confine you or try to define you in that past. But I did say that failure is not final and your life is bigger than that one moment. And God's grace is truly what defines us. God's grace is that defined. And I want to share the scripture with you. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 9 and 10. And I'm going to read it to you out of the Message again. You can go back and read your study text and really rightly divide it. But I just like the way the Message says it. And so this is Paul speaking to the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 9. He says, I don't deserve to be included in the inner circle. Look, because now he's going to look behind him, but think about this, okay? We're talking about get past your past. Don't let your past define you or confine you. Move on towards what's more important. Paul says, I don't deserve to be included in this inner circle, as you well know. Having spent all those early years trying my best to stamp out God's church right out of existence. But because God was so gracious, so very generous, here I am, and I'm not about to let his grace go to waste. Come on. Man, can you get Come that in on. Your heart? I will not allow God's grace go to waste. Come on. He saved you for a reason. Listen, he's got you listening to this Facebook post live right now today for a reason. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be rude to you at all. He's got you here for a reason. Now, I'm going to pull this little scripture up right here. This is one of the things that caught my attention when I heard my friend in Lubbock share this message with me, okay? So we're looking at 1 Corinthians 15 just real quick. And Paul says, I did everything I could to stamp out the church. I wanted it right out of existence. But because God was so gracious, so very gracious, here I am. So the third thing that we've really got to understand, how do we get past our past? Everybody's got one. We cannot let it define us or confine us. The third one, we have to turn our butt around.
Come on. Come on.
See? Come on. See how that gets your attention? Some of you started smiling the minute that I said it, but you got to think about, just wait a minute for me, just a minute. We've got to turn that butt around. He said, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of anything, but this one thing I do. Now, that's Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. That's our text today. That's what we're looking at. Paul even said it. I don't consider myself there yet. I'm not perfect yet. I've still got problems. And today, my life is creating past. Tomorrow, it'll be past. I make decisions today. I make choices today. I have to turn my life around. I have to do it. Paul said, I don't consider me having taken hold of it already. But this one thing I do, but this one thing I'm going to do, I'm going to forget what is behind me, and I'm going to push forward to what's ahead of me. I'm going to strain at what is laid before me. This word, but, is just a conjunction word in our sentences. It's in our life. I'm not talking in anything else. We've just got to make our mindset in that verse, in that speech, in that language, just tell ourselves that point. Look, I've had a hard life, but God's in charge of me. I've failed in finances, but God is in charge of me with his riches. Listen, I failed in a relationship, but God is straightening my mind out. We got to turn that butt around. Instead of using it, yeah, but if they would have done this, but if that had done that, we got to turn that around. Don't be confined in that. It's so important today that we just build that contrast with our life. This was the wrong. Now it's going to be the right. All right? And, you know, you can see it all along how you can put it into play. That person was really nice to me, but they're really mean to everybody else. You know, you can put it into that place. That person really has a talent, but this is not it.
Come on.
You know, you can use that in a lot of different way. Most people's butt just keeps them from becoming what God wants them to be. I love this part of his message. I can't do it as justice as he can because I'm too sensitive probably about it. But just think about it. Most people's butts just keeps them from really doing what God wants them to do. I would really like to be a teacher, but I get scared to death in front of people. I would really like to give more money, but I don't have enough to give. I want to pay my tithes, but I don't have enough to pay my bills. You know, that is a wrong concept, by the way, and a totally different message. And believe me, you need to adjust your bills because you are losing out on the promises of God. Tithing has nothing to do about making the church bigger. Tithing has about blessing you and your home and your household and your family. Boop, another message. Sorry, little bleep in there for that. I want to serve God, but I've really messed up my life. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that. Pastor Kevin, I'd really would like to come to church, but I've just got too many other things going right now. But when I get everything all together, when I get everything in order, then I'll come and go to church. It doesn't work that way. You keep on procrastinating, you're going to miss out on what God wants for you. I would do something for God, but this one came actually across my desk recently. I would really like to do something for God, but I've been divorced. And I was like, what's that got to do with anything? Get your mindset right. I didn't have this message in front of me. Turn your butt around and go after God. Stop going after the past. Stop living in the past. I want to be free. I want to live holy before God. But I've got this addiction in my life, and it just keeps holding me back. Then focus on God and let that addiction roll away. It's easier to look at somebody else and tell them, you need to just get past it. You need to get over it. I get it. It's so easy to look at somebody else and say they need to do this when we ourselves need to do it more than anything else. I want to follow Christ so much, but I just don't have time. Turn that butt around. Make time for Christ. Reset your schedule. Relook at it. I don't know where you've been. I don't know what you've been through in your life. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're facing. I don't know what your decisions are going to be today. But I know Jesus loves you. Jesus cares for you. I know God has a plan for your life. I know that. There's not a person alive that God doesn't have a plan for their life. And if you're not living according to God's plan for your life, then you've missed it. Turn your butt around. Quit saying, well, I want God's plan in my life, but I don't have time, but I don't have money, but I don't have answers, but I'm not smart, but I can't do it, but stop that and start following after God. You need to turn it around. You can say it this way: I was a slave to sin, but now I'm a child of God. Whew. Oh, man, I like it. Think about it. I was in darkness. I was lost in addiction, trapped in addiction, but Jesus reached down and rescued me and brought me out of that addiction. And today, I'm being set free. I was ready to give up. I was ready to quit. I was ready to take my own life, but God's words brought life to me. God's word changed me. I have hope. I have a future in what God has given me. People said God couldn't use me, but here I am. God said I would never, people said I would never make it, but God said they don't know my plan. People said you're not ever good enough, but God said you're good enough for me. It doesn't take much to please God. No, God loves you the way you are, no matter what we look like, no matter what we act like. Stop being negative. Turn your butt around and get the positive side of what God is doing for you. Get past your past. Your past is hindering you. Your past is holding you back. Get past it. When you turn that butt around, you'll stop focusing on the past, and you'll start focusing on the attention of what God has for you. Then you're able to do what God has set for you. Your plans, your future will come together if you'll just set your focus on God. Let me get to the fourth one. Are you ready? Man, and I hope you are taking notes, because I don't remember all these and I've already turned all the pages. Everybody has a past, so stop comparing yourself to everybody else. We all got it. Don't let one moment in life, one moment in time, one event confine you or define you. Trust in what God says about you, not what your past says. How do we know? How do we get to these points? What's the next one? We got to turn your butt around. You got to be positive, not negative. Turn it around. And then the fourth one is this: forget your history and embrace your destiny. I want to give you the word destiny today, okay? Because so many people, I can't get past my past. And again, I want to reiterate right here. I want you to know I understand how easy it is to look at someone else and say, you need to get past your past, or to say, you need to get over it. I get that. I know how easy that is, because nobody else is in your shoes. Nobody else is going through what you're going through. Nobody else fights what you fight. Nobody else is doing that. That's you. But I want to encourage you today to learn what this destiny is all about. See, because God has a plan for your life, and his plan for your life has a destiny at the end of it. And the destiny is with him for an eternity. That's what God wants. God created you and formed you in the womb of your mother so that you could have a destiny with him for an eternity. Get that down inside. Learn this word. There's a destiny. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, 14, our text. Let's look back at what Paul said again. Forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. I want to press towards that goal which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. I've got my eye on the gold. I'm off and running. I'm not turning back. I'm not looking back. Forget that which is behind me. Forget. Don't neglect or linger or care about it or continually bring it up or continually remind yourself. It's like living with a hangover from your history. Some of y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. Some of y'all don't have a clue. It's like living with a hangover from your history. Man, the next morning is just and it's excruciating, whether it's a pain in the head or the cotton mouth or the dreariness, or then you wake up and see the scratch all the way down the side of your pickup and go, what in the world happened there? You know, and then you start hearing the stories from your friends and you go, man, what am I doing? You're living with this hangover from your history. Get out of the past. Get beyond it. Don't let your past continue to bring you the headache. Don't let your past continue to bring you the negative influence. Don't let your past define what your day is going to be. Get past it. We should be living under, listen to this, I love this statement. And my friend, I told my friend, I said, I'm going to mark this one. This one's going on a t-shirt somewhere. Living under the influence of our destiny. We ought to have this destiny set before us that you say, I'm looking forward to what God's got for me. I'm looking forward. Listen, if you've not sat down and thought about all the blessings he's done in the past, have you ever thought about the blessings he's going to do in the future? How is God about to bless you? How is God going to bless you with what? Well, you go, man, how do we determine that? Simple. Are you paying your tithes? Are you reading your word? Are you being faithful? Are you doing what's right today? If you're doing what's right today, you're affecting what's going to bring about tomorrow. Think about it. Don't live in your past. Live in your day. Fix it now. Change it now. Live under the influence of his grace. Live under the influence of his mercy. Live under the influence of his destiny. I'm living in the influence of his destiny. Wow. Because his destiny is for me. It's my destiny that he has, or it belongs to him. It's his order. People say sometimes, how do you set your steps in order by what God wants? God has your steps on order. They're already in place. All you have to do is start receiving that order and taking your steps by faith. Stop feeding off your past and start standing on your faith. Stop holding on to your past and start grabbing on to the blessings that he has before you. You can't embrace your destiny if you're still holding tight to your history. You can't embrace it, what's ahead of you. You can't even fathom what God's got for you. You know, the most beautiful thing to me, and I'll just tell you this, it's just for me. I love the mystery of the Bible. When people want to try to explain it, or when people want to try to theologize every detail about it, and I know there's ways to do that, and I know there's people out there that love to do it, but I get caught up in the mystery, the unknown of it, that there is no detail about it. But by faith, I accept and believe that God's in charge of that mystery. And if God's in charge of that mystery, God has never hurt me. God has never done me wrong. God's never done me past. And people like to bring up, yeah, but look at the Old Testament. God does that. And I'm going, yeah, but look who God's doing it to. Think about that, all right? So you let's be faithful. Let's don't be grumbling, complaining about where we are. Let's be faithful to God. Let's be holy to God. Let's continue to keep him in our mind. Let's continue to look at what he's got. Let's forget about those things that are behind us and look forward to the mystery that's about to unfold for us. Forgetting does not mean that you're in denial. Forgetting doesn't mean that you're pretending that it didn't ever happen. People worry about that. That's not what you're doing. Forgetting means that you're not going to be imprisoned or kept back by that past. Forgetting, it means I'm not going to be contained or defined by that. I don't want to be defined by that. I want to look at this for just a moment because somebody out there is raising the question, and I just feel this in my heart. I'm going to tell you. But I was raised by my grandmother. This is just somebody feeling this right now. I have been defined by godly parents. I've been defined by a godly Christian walk. I've been defined. But see, you're still defined by your parents of your past and not by your own words, not by your own actions. If you're defined even in a positive way by something in the past and you're still confined because your mom and your dad were good people and you're a good person today, but yet you're still recognized by them, then maybe it's time. No maybe to it. It is time to step out and say, hold on. I want to reach this place and be what God wants me to be. I want to do what God wants me to do. The enemy meant evil, but God turns it for good. You know that scripture. We quote it. How many times do we go back and we look at that over and over again? What the enemy is meant for harm, God has turned for good. Walk in that. Live in that. Know that that's the way it is. We strain towards. We stretch forward. We reach out. We move forward. And folks, if you're really doing this by God, you got to do it by faith. If you're turning your faith around and stop living in the past, then you've got to take your step by faith. You won't reach out for something if you don't have faith that it's coming. Have a destiny. Have a mystery set before you that God's going to bless you in ways that you have not even thought of, that ways that you've not even considered yet. It's not a tug of war between God and mankind. God's got a blessing for you. The tug of war is in between your history and your destiny. Are you going to get stuck in history? Or are you going to press on towards your destiny? Don't get bound down in this. Don't be confined to it. Turn your butt around and go for the destiny that is ahead of you. Don't get stuck in the middle. Don't be on both sides. This is where so many people are today. I'm just going to do this illustration. You stretch your arms out. So many people are being pulled back and forth to where their life and their heart is staying in the middle. And they think that they're okay because their life is in the middle. They got a little bit of God and a little bit of bad. They got a little bit of future, a little bit of the past. They got a little bit of destiny. Mm. And before you know it, you've got a lot more history than you do destiny. Come history on. Will outweigh it every single time. Because we're living in the world. We're living in this world that wants to teach us how to live, and it doesn't have a clue how to live in the beginning. So we've got to put our focus on God. Turn around. Turn all your excuses back around and focus on God. Go both hands forward towards God. Go forward by that faith and let that faith make a difference in you today. Set your destiny in front of you. Don't get caught in your history. Set it on the destiny. Conclusion. Today it's time to get past your past. Don't let somebody look at you and tell you to get over it. Don't let somebody look at you and tell you you need to get past. Instead, you make the choice today. You make the decision today, and you get past your past. It's time to move out of the history. It's time to move forward towards your destiny. God wants to bless you. Will you let Him? Today is a day of freedom. Amen. Let me pray for you before we go. Father God, I reach out to all who can hear today. At the beginning, Lord, I prayed that you would open our ears so that we can hear what the Spirit says. Open our minds so that we can comprehend the depth of your word. But open our hearts so that we can receive and retain. God, let this melt into our hearts today. God, I'm praying for that one individual out there today that says, it's time for me to get past my past. It's time for me to move on to the destiny that God has set before me. It's time for me to start doing things right for God. Father, encourage them, strengthen them, give them boldness, give them a plan, give them an idea, give them a miracle. Set before them, Lord, highlight the mystery. Oh God, you can do it. Bless them and their lives right now in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless y'all. Have a great day.
Amen. Do we have a minute?
Go for it, girl.
Will you hand me that picture, brother, pastor? As you're bringing the truth.
Absolutely.
The Lord was drawing my attention to this painting. And in my life, I've been hurt.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And with my hurt, I got in a circle of self-centeredness.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. It happens. Mm-hmm.
But the Lord.
Yes.
But the Lord. When I finally got to the ashes, the end of it, the ashes of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I heard that small voice, bring it to me.
Yeah. Bring it to me.
Pour your heart out to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So I began to pour my heart out to my Jesus.
Yes.
And I asked the Lord to take me back to that childlikeness.
Yes, yes.
That, you know, a child, you can hurt their feelings.
Oh, yeah.
And they just like that. Mm-hmm. As soon as you say, baby, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
They take it. So the Lord, in my circle of self-centeredness, said, you're going to get hurt. but I'm the seal.
Oh, I love it. Yes.
I'm the seal.
Yes.
That stays and keeps you. So in your circle of self-centeredness, if you invite me into your circle of self-centeredness and pour your heart out to me, I can take that mess.
Yes.
And bring forth a miracle.
That's it. That's the only way you're going to get past the past.
The victory is when we recognize we're in the circle of self-centeredness from hurt of our past.
Yeah.
And we invite our Jesus.
Absolutely.
And then he seals us.
Yes.
And brings a victory.
Absolutely.
And he creates a miracle.
Yes.
From our mess.
Yes. That is so awesome. Preach it, girl. Preach it. I could add 1,000 things, but I won't because I don't need to. God is so good with that. Awesome.
If you're in a broken mess, God sees a perfect miracle.
Yes, he does.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Neva Pyatt, and from our brother and pastor, Kevin Aiken.
Bless you, man.
Y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you tomorrow.
Go to church somewhere. Amen. Bye-bye.
Get in there. Stay tuned for the Truth Broadcast.
Let us pray. We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.